So among the many reasons it's good to be a dude is, well, you get to kiss girls. But also that John Heffron and I haven't seen each other in 3 years.
Has it been that long?
2 years.
Something like that.
And this is how we greeted each other. We're on the radio every day together.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I greeted each other. Hey, man, how you doing?
What's up, man?
The way you guys greeted each other, I thought you just saw each other yesterday.
Yeah, he goes, hey, you doing?
Hey, man.
Yeah, but we're completely caught up, though.
Yeah, it's the whole thing. It's all you need.
It only took like 40 seconds.
Not even 40, yeah. I don't think. I think he came in and said, hey, there's some fried chicken over there. You can have some. And I go, no, I'm good. I ate it. And he goes, okay. And then I'll see you in there. That was
I goes, you want to come in the studio? I goes, sure.
He offered some food. I said, you know, that's what you do as guys. You offer like that like
you know, something to eat.
Meal thing. Yeah. And then we went. And then that's it. Although last time I was here, Steve, I don't know what's going on. Because you have this great big huge window.
On Michigan.
Yeah, I don't know if it's your ratings, but usually there's a lot of people lined up listening to
yeah.
Do you think it's the content of your show? Do you think that's why nobody's out?
The ratings are actually double. I think what it is that we're all going to die.
Oh, because it's minus.
It's 100. Minus
okay.
170.
That's yeah. I think I was here in June last time. So that makes sense. Okay. Now it makes sense. I
let
was
me
worried.
Just, let me just say how proud I am of you. Because I didn't know you could read. And here you are writing a book.
Yeah, well, I read at a remedial level, and let's be honest, I probably wrote the book at maybe a third or fourth grade level.
Did you consider calling it third or fourth grade level?
I should have.
Yes.
I should have.
The book is called I Come to You from the Future. It's actually taken from your act, a very funny chunk of stand-up that you do. But we'll come back with John Heffron in just a second. Did we have an weather update?
No,
we're good.
No. I just meant,
it's still cold.
I thought there was breaking weather.
It's
so it is still cold?
It's still cold. Yes. Okay. Very cold.
I Come to You from the Future. Explain where that comes from.
It's something that I do in my act because, you know, as a stand-up, I've done stand-up now for 23 years.
You don't know how to do anything else.
I have no other skills.
Right.
And when you're doing a show and you have people who are 60 at the show and then you have people that are 20 at the show, that's a pretty big bridge to kind of connect everybody. So I found a way that, you know, I give advice to some of the younger lads because...
It's a lecture.
I give a lecture and then there's notes and there's pop quizzes and it's I do it pass fail. But just we all go through that phase when you're in your early 20s, you think that no one's ever been in their early 20s prior
right. Never
to
had
your
that experience.
Generation.
Right.
So there's guys that are moving here to Chicago for the first time that are 21, 22, maybe live above Kincaid's Bar like I did when I was in my early 20s
sure.
here in Chicago.
Sure.
And they probably
right on the tracks.
Yeah, and they're probably thinking, you know what? We're going to get a two-bedroom apartment. And we're going to get five guys to move in, and we're going to split rent five ways. No one's ever thought of this plan before. Well, yes, a lot of guys have thought of that prior to you.
So your lecture, I Come to You from the Future, is pay attention.
You
this
got,
is what's going to happen. Tell me if I'm right. Didn't this come from one night, you're on stage, just every night,
right.
and you look out, and you see the guy in the first or second row of tables
right.
with a girl. He's looking at her like, yeah, this is the night.
Yeah.
And you know it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Wasn't that kind of where it started? I come to you from the future. This is not going to happen for you?
Because you can kind of predict. Because if I could give my younger self any advice, it's pay attention to what older guys are complaining about because you'll grow into that exact problem.
Right.
Like
right.
There's just like – that's why when you're in your early 20s or 30s, you don't care about politics.
No.
And then you turn into like 40-year-old guy and then suddenly, what's with them? What's with Republicans?
Right.
Like that's when that happens.
Right.
Like
right.
it's
right.
all just right. – it's a line.
Works for and, it works for relationships too, right? Men and women?
And you step into all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean when you're in your early 20s, you know, you don't realize that when you get married, your wife moves in with you. Jimmy, and then when your wife moves in with you, that opens up. It's like a video game. Now you have a whole new level of things you have to show you what kind of, you know, 40-year-old-ish guy problems I'm having right now. At dinner, one, I got a note written from an appliance. I don't know.
What are you talking about?
On my blender, there was a note that said, "Dear John, I'd appreciate it if you rinse me out after you're done using me. Love Blender, hashtag now."
Wow.
So.
That is, I didn't know if Blender could do that.
So I replied to the Blender and went, "Dear Blender, I find it curious, you know, cursive and yet can't clean yourself." The same hands used to write this could have put you in the dishwasher. We all contribute differently. Hashtag money. Now listen, I spoke to the blender that way. I would never talk to my wife that way.
No,
but my wife didn't write the note.
No, it came from the blender.
The blender steps up to me. So I have it. So when you're in your early 20s, like your producer kid over there,
yeah.
he doesn't realize some of the arguments that is going to happen. And that's what I put in the book, is to kind of give you a heads up. Because here's a 40-year-old something discussion I actually had to have with my wife.
By the way, you're referring to Kevin hashtag Clueless.
Yes, that
guy. Okay,
he's
it,
the exact person who should read this book.
Got it.
At dinner about 3 weeks ago, my wife hands me a will. And one, that's a little shady.
Was it your will?
Yeah, well, she handed me a will at dinner. And you don't hand somebody a will at dinner. So I was like, that's a little, shady. I'll be eating off of your plate, thank you. And then, it's like, hey, I'll clean out the blender, relax. So she goes, you need to fill out. You left some blanks. And then she goes, you need to fill out where you want to be buried. And I go, what? And then she put Portland. We live in Los Angeles. She's from Portland. She goes, if I die, I would like to be buried in Portland. She goes, what are you going to put? And I go, I'd like to be buried in Michigan, because that's where I'm from. And then she goes, oh, okay, so we're not going to be buried next to each other? That turned into a thing. That turned into a thing I never thought that I would have to figure out. Because I remember when I got married, I remember that guy saying, until death do you part. I remember those are the only words I remember from my wedding. So I was just assuming that, okay.
I can go back to Michigan now.
Yeah, once I die, then I'm done. I'm contractually not obligated.
Right.
My brain gets locked up on some high level trying to figure out life stuff. So if you're a younger kid and you see an older guy and he has a blank look on his face, he's not weird. He's just trying to figure out. That's why if I go to a restaurant and they throw too many questions at me, I can't answer them. Like, if I show up at a restaurant and the girl who works there is like, hello, sir, would you like to eat inside or out? Then I just stare at her going, I don't know what to say to you. Well, no. We can sit at the bar or at – listen, I don't know. I just don't want to be buried in Portland.
Right. So you say that to the waitress?
Yeah. Because I got
– would you like to eat inside or out? I don't want to be buried in Portland.
Well, speaking of food, you know us. We always have a lot of business ideas, me and you.
Oh, yeah. We usually talk about these on the phone, and I want to do a traffic update. We come back. You have to answer the question, do you still eat like a 7-year-old? Because I would think since you've been married for a few years now, that ended. Because you and I used to go out to breakfast or lunch after the show 3 or 4 times a week, and it wasn't even a kid's menu thing. You would order huge piles of food, but they would be children's food. It would be like the macaroni and cheese or the tater tots. One time I saw you – this is a true story because I don't make stuff up, as you know. One time I saw him eat a pail of tater tots. He actually went to a Home Depot. He got a pail, filled up the pail of tater tots. He just sat there with a fork.
How many tots was that?
Thousands.
A couple hundred?
Thousands.
It was thousands of tots you ate?
But you also got 3 crayons and a cool thing to color.
The book's called I Come to You from the Future, John Heffron and somebody named Topher Morrison. Is that like another voice you hear in your head?
That's my alter ego, the smart guy in me. Yeah.
Topher Morrison. Where do we get the book, by the way?
You can get it on anything where you can get books. You can get it on Amazon. It's on Nook. It's on iBooks and stuff like that. And if I obviously jokingly wrote it for young guys, but it's for everybody. It's a lot of some good advice. There's some 10 hours of free video in the book. And, it's like $5.
You were going to, you gave me the book and you didn't sign it. Mm-hmm. So let me sign it from you. What would you write to me? Should we start with Steve?
I would go, I would just go sloppily.
No, you never call me Steve. We just go, hey.
Yeah.
So I just write, hey, comma. All right, what else do you want to say?
Let's see, what would I put? I would go, hey, comma.
You want to think about it during traffic?
I would go, shut up and say something.
Shut up.
Like our old boss, Tom O'Brien, would always used to say that to me.
That's the guy that had the cocaine problem?
Allegedly, I don't know.
Okay.
Could have been.
Or just I like how you're north of 40 now and suddenly you're worried about people suing you.
The guy probably just got to work early. And he just always probably had 5 outfits of the same exact thing. And that's why he always looked like he dresses.
All right, shut up and say something. Love?
I would go, we'll go love. No, I go peace out.
Peace out. And do you still like when I call you Big Johnny?
Yeah. Big Johnny in the bottle.
Okay. That's nice. That's really nice what you signed. I did not see that coming. By the way, John Heffern's going to hang out with Bill and Wendy, too. So stick around with them. Book's called I Come to You from the Future. What's the last book you read?
Besides this one, by the way, I am at the Improv this weekend.
What'd you think? I was going to plug it?
I don't know.
Relax.
I'm just worried. I'm with the owner, and then I have to ride home with him.
He's a great guy. He's a phenomenal guy.
And I don't tell people I'm at the Improv.
You ever known anybody that plugs any better than me? No.
You are the one of the best. You
you're at the Improv this weekend.
And the guy who runs this whole kit and caboodle, he's also a very stellar human being.
Larry Wirt, the guy that runs this company, was in New York on a business trip. Mm-hmm. This is how much he likes John. He's riding a cab through Manhattan, and he sees it. Where were you playing? Carolines?
I was at Gotham.
Oh, at Gotham. So he's at Gotham City Comedy Club, and, you know, so his name's on the marquee. So it's like a movie scene. And Larry goes, "Stop the cab!" And he gets out, and he runs in, and he comes in. He pays the cover, and he sees you.
Well, it was funny, because I was getting ready to go on, and then I see, I call him Mr. Wirt.
You still call him Mr.
Larry
Wirt?
Stuff is. Yeah, so he was coming down the hall, and I saw him, and I literally got, because I used to do radio with you in Detroit.
Yeah.
But before that, it was with Danny Bonaducci.
Right.
Chicago people may or may not remember Danny.
Sure, of course you do. Everybody
so I that's how I knew Larry. So I have a lot of that younger guy kind of fear and
the boss?
The browbeating I took with Bonaducci. So that all kind of gets thrown on Mr. Wirt. So when I saw him, I was actually nervous to go on stage.
He texted me that night with a picture of the marquee like a kid looking up an old girlfriend. About how excited he was that he saw you.
It was a good time.
Yeah. So maybe drop the mister.
I will.
I Come to You from the Future, John.
Adult, yeah.
John Heffern and Topher Morrison. Get it wherever books are sold, and stick around because John's going to be around with Bill and Wendy again tonight and all weekend at the Improv at Schaumburg. Yeah. It's a great room. It's a great
room. Very nice. What's really cool about the room is there's heat, and most of the shows are sold out, so there's body warmth.
Right.
In there.
Right.
They have hot cocoa.
Right. And I believe at your show, everybody that comes to the show gets a hug from you.
They get a hug. They all get a hug.
Everybody gets a hug.
Yeah. And it's cool because just how where you park at that place, if you ever saw that movie The Day After Tomorrow,
yeah,
the way you can actually outrun the cold in this parking lot.
Yeah.
Just like the movie.
Yeah,
you'll just see the cold coming at you. And
that's
if you
true.
Sprint fast enough, you can get inside the Improv and then the ice freezes on the door just as you run it.
And
it's pretty cool. People do it just to have that excitement.
How many clubs have you worked at where you can pick up whatever you need at Bed Bath & Beyond and go to a comedy club and you can do it within just minutes?
It's not that much. I actually, before every show, I buy a nice new mat that I put down on the floor for when I'm walking. By the way, that's one of the big chapters in my book.
Mats?
No, do I have time?
Not really, but go ahead. It's my show. You have anything all the time you want.
Young guys, one day your wife is going to buy a rug. This rug she gets will go into your bathroom next to the bathroom tub.
Sorry, dude. Time's up.
Is that what that
Maybe
was?
You pick up with Bill and Wendy.
Yeah, we will. We'll finish that story. That's a tease.
More
after that after the break. I open looped you right there. Right now, you want to know, but
I feel so exposed.
How do I get tickets? Do I just come out tonight?
Probably I would go to the Improv website.
Good plug. You still haven't tried a MyPillow?
And that rug is never supposed to get wet.
I knew it.
Say, right?
It's true.
Yeah.
Oh man.
That's good. Actually, for all of Bill and Wendy's show now, they're only going to do half the stories on the air. The other half will be done during the break.
Punchlines only.
Yeah. It's a new thing to do. You know, when I met you, John, and I don't know, Bill, how long you've known John Everett, but he was like way ahead of everybody else when it came to things like computers.
Right.
So you and I were working together like in 1999. When we were all on Prodigy and CompuServe and a 2.8 modem. And you were already
chat rooms, age, sex check.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. And you were already into social media and stuff. Yeah. And the social media then, you remember you'd type a message on your computer, then you'd take your computer over to somebody's house and let them read it. You know, which took forever. So much faster now. But this may be the dumbest app I've ever seen. I wanted you to know about this. Do you know what Between is?
No.
Between is developed by a South Korean genius of some sort that famous for app design. It's a social media web situation for two people. So if you want to contact someone else and share pictures with them or instant messages with them, you would download between to your phone, and then you'd be able to have direct contact with them.
It sounds dumb, but after being somebody who had a teenage daughter, it makes sense because that might be the only way I can communicate with her when she's sitting next to me. I can't get her to look
away. But don't I already have it all? I got the phone. I got the text. Don't I have it all?
But if you send her a picture, then she'll look at it, opposed to if I were to go, hey, look at this, then I'm just annoying her.
You know what you might want to do? Download the photo and then run it over to her. Right? That'll show it to her. Go old school. Good to see you, buddy.
Nice to see you, man.
Improv tonight and tomorrow night as well. You working Sunday?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so check out the Improv all weekend long. And get the book. The book is called?
I Come to You from the Future.
I Come to You from the Future. John Heffron and Topher Morrison, who was great in the Spider-Man movies.